So this morning, I would just like to take a few moments and talk about faith. We just spent a lot of time on prayer and how deep we go to prayer. Prayer is such a multidimensional, and the greater fruitfulness, the deeper you can go in prayer, the greater fruitfulness you'll find of it. The more time you can spend in prayer, the more fruit you're going to find on that tree of prayer. And another one that really impresses me is faith. The Bible even talks, Psalms 27 is where we're going to go this morning. And Psalms 27 is a declaration of faith. And this was from the straight out of the heart of David. I think most of us, when we read in the Psalms and we read about David, that we can really hear him in his prayers. We can really tie ourselves together with the heart of who he is and how he's trying to reach God and the lowest lows that he's reached and the highest highs. And Psalms 27 here, the exuberant declaration of faith. See, faith is believing in something in spite of fear or anxiousness or loathing looking into the future. Faith is believing regardless what the feelings that come over you. When we take the anxiousness, when we take the loathing, when we take all of these things, fear of the unknown, fear of what the future may bring. And faith combats that. Just because you are walking in faith, it doesn't mean you don't have questions. It doesn't mean you aren't, hey God, how's this going to work out? You're in it. Emmanuel, God is with me. But how is this going to work out? Because in my man eyes, in my human eyes, it ain't looking good right now. It looks like the deck's stacked, and I'm gonna come up lose with a losing hand here. But that isn't when we cut our losses and run. That's when we stand true in faith. And God gives us several things in faith. We have the declaration of faith. And then in a short time here in a bit, I'll take you over to Ephesians 6, and we'll talk about the shield of faith. See, God actually gave us some equipment to put around us to help us with our faith. So Psalms 27, the Lord, in verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Should I quit there? I think that'd be great, but I think we need a little bit more. We need a little more. Some of us are somewhat convinced. Some say, yeah, I can live with that. Some say, no, I need more. And it's okay to be on that side that says I need more. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and they fell. We find this in the book of Nehemiah. They came against Nehemiah there, and they came against him in the wall, and they sat there and they taunted him and they carried on, and they were going to pull people to come against him. But in his faith in God, if you know the story of Nehemiah, he stood there on the wall and they ridiculed him and they hollered and they yelled. Well, that's just like the enemy in our lives. He sits there and he yips at us and he yells at us and he taunts us and he throws things at us. But at the end of the day, we keep moving forward. And you know what? He's still down there still yapping his lips even after we've built the wall. Long after Nehemiah had built the wall and moved on, they were still sitting there throwing threats at him. And he goes, you know what? I've got things to do. We're going to keep an eye on you, but I've got things to do. See, never turn your back on the enemy. I can really get wound up when I watch this good show on TV, if there is such a thing anymore. But the hero of the movie turns his back And he's got the prize, the galley saved or the treasury saved. And he turns his back on the enemy, who is just maybe wounded in most cases. And before long, we know that the enemy is going to still take a shot at anyone who isn't continuing to protect themselves. See, God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. But he also asks us to be aware. There is part that we get to do. He doesn't just let us be a puppet. He actually lets us be a part of. And so we get to protect. So verse 3, though the army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire of his temple. Can that be something that we can all declare this morning? The one thing that I will seek is that today we may have greater insight to dwell in the house of the Lord and to seek him all the days of our life. Wouldn't that be great? Is that enough? Is that enough for us as people walking around New Song on a Sunday morning to desire to see the Lord fuller, to desire to be closer to the house of the Lord, to begin to feel, to see, even if it's in the spiritual world, of the possibilities of our outcome, of our future? See, we gotta begin to decide, is that enough? Are we going to be thrown and tossed to and fro by the winds and the waves of this world? And so again, that's why David calls this the declaration of his faith, the declaration of the depth of who he is. So verse 5, for in the time of trouble, he, the Lord, shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. Where do you set your treasures? Out of your way of your children when they're small and crawling around on the floor? You set them high and out of the way. And that's what the Lord's doing at this point. He's setting us high and out of the way of the enemy. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. The Lord ain't asking for a lot. David was so sure that just his heart of joy, his true heart of thanksgiving would be enough of a sacrifice to the living God. And that's all the Lord's asking for. Where is your heart today? Are you walking in 2022? Is that one of your resolutions? I'm going to walk this year out the very best I can with a heart of joy, a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of peace, a heart of contentment. Or do we have some axes we need to grind yet and get and take care of some things yet from 2021? Do we need to go whack some people yet and some things and some things that have been pressing against us to clean up so that we can move forward? I believe the Holy Spirit wants to ask those questions. How do you want to start? See, the way we leave 2021 is how we'll start 2022. So this is a day of cleaning all accounts, a day of from this day forward, Lord, I want to live with the heart of, and only you can fill out those things. I could give you some suggestions, but at the end of the day, you've got to write these down on the tablets of your heart. You got to write them down and put them on your forehead and wherever you find things. In your phone, in your notes, in your journals. Those are the places that you need to put these so that every time you open, you can go, This is how I'm going to live out 2022. Deeper connections, greater fruitfulness. Pray first, pray always, invite the Lord into every situation. And you go, Pastor Bert, that's silly. No, that's the only way to survive in this world is to invite the Lord into everything. Into the relationship with my wife, into the relationships with my children, my grandchildren, and my relationships with you, my relationships with my neighbors, and the relationships with everyone I run into. The guy that I cut off on the road and he gave me a Kentucky howdy. That happens. I'm always in a hurry and I get myself in these positions and I find out what was in his heart at that moment. I know what's in mine. I'm in a hurry, and he was slowing me down. So did I mean to cut him off? You know, at the moment, yes. If it was going to be spiritual across the table from you, I'd probably say no. But let's just be truthful. I was in a hurry. And you know what? So is he. And so what? You disregarded my feelings, Pastor Bert, so that you can get ahead of me? I did. Forgive me for that. Lord, may I be more aware of those things. We laugh about them here, but they aren't so funny when we're out there going fast, 70, 75 mile an hour. Yes, I even go over the speed limit. I know I'm disqualifying myself the more I stand up here this morning. So just know you can all write letters to Pastor Jeff. Since he's sick, you'll have plenty of time to read them. This guy you have working with you. He might even be watching this morning, so he might already have me pegged. So the declaration of faith. Faith is looking for a favorable outcome. Faith is. What is faith for you in your life? Is faith just whatever comes my way, I'll deal with it? No, I'm asking the Lord for his goodness. I love faith as asking the Lord for his best for me in my life. And then whatever comes, I ask him to come in and help me deal with that. Because normally if I'm looking for something great and something big and hard comes against me, it's at that point that the Lord wants to teach me something. I don't know how many of you heard me speak about my time in the hospital in October, but it was at my deepest moments when I was at my lowest, that the Lord was trying to speak something to me. Not just something, he was speaking many things to me. And as I rehearsed those in my heart for 2022, some of those is slow down, Bert. Be still and know that I am God. I am with you. You don't always have the answer, Bert. Seek me first. Pray first. Some of the hardest things to do, I watch as, even when I've been in the hospital as others, to pray when I'm in the middle of not feeling well, sick, I got this massive headache and all, to pray first over that stuff, to have a day, I watched my wife, she was sick all day this yesterday and most of Friday, but I watched her. And she still worships the Lord in that. I don't have that down like she has it. She's so far ahead of me spiritually in that. And I watch her and I just glean from her because she has a heart that has a deeper connection with God than I do. I truly believe that. My wife is just tender in that way. And those are some things I need to continue to learn on the way through. I don't have all the answers for this. So I just love faith. And then let's go over to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. This is one of my favorite books of the Bible because it gives me weapons. I'm a weapons guy. I love to, if I'm going to go into a battle, if I'm going to go into war, I love to have weapons that I get to use against the enemy. And Ephesians 6, if you get up to verse 10, it talks about the whole armor of God. Now, God wouldn't have given us these verses if he didn't say, Bert, I want you to use these. I want you to apply these. And as I've applied these weapons in my life, and this full armament that a warrior would wear, I found great freedom and great fruitfulness. And it's built my faith to a point of I can really withstand a whole lot more than I could years ago. So I'm not the brand new nugget on the ground anymore. I've got some years of being with God with this armor on. So the full armor of God, he says, finally, brethren, in verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, so I get to start out going, hey, your might is with me. Emmanuel, God is with me in the power and the goodness of your might. And he says, hey, Bert, would you put on the whole armor of God? Hey, new song, sons and daughters, would you put on this whole armor? And I put on this armor daily, every day. And then I put it on again before I go to bed. See, because I have a great imagination. I have a brain that grew up on imagination because I didn't have computers. Everybody goes, well, I don't even know how to imagine things. Well, if you didn't have computers, that's all you had. So my mind is very strengthened in the imagination part of life, and I can imagine about any scenario I want to just by sitting down and starting there. That's why I needed this at night, because when I begin to lay down and I haven't sorted all my thoughts, my imagination begins to come in, and it would bring all sorts of disaster in my sleep hours. So what did I do? When I went to the Holy Spirit, I said, hey, I've got a problem here. I prayed. I've done all the things. He said, did you put on the armor? He says, I've given you equipment to take care of this, but if you're not going to use this equipment, then I don't know how I can help you. And I appreciate the straightforwardness of the Holy Spirit in my life. He wants to help me, but he says, here it is. And he reminded me, he says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness and of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So these things are amongst us, they're around us, they're in our workplaces, there's wickedness, they're in different places we go and we find. That isn't what's going on. There are wicked people in this world, and that stuff can actually rub off. That doesn't mean I'm infested with wickedness. That just means these things like to crawl on and hang on for the ride, and I got to clean. That's why I suggest to my men, go home, you're the priest of the home, and pray through your home once in a while. Because if you're going to work, you're going into taverns, because sometimes you got to go in there and eat, you're going here, you're going there, there's things of the world that are going to crawl on you. My children going to school, I don't know what all those children are taught. But my grandson, when he comes home, there's times the Holy Spirit will say, I want you to pray through your home, I want you to pray over your grandson, and I want you to pray over your bed. If you're having a problem sleeping at night, anoint your bed. You are the priest of that home. And if your husband won't do it, women, do it yourself. The Lord will honor that. So, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand all the evil in the day, and having done all to stand. So after you've done there and stood, and you think, I've done everything I can, then stand some more. Because the Lord is with us. He is with us. Emmanuel, God, is with you. So he says in verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, that belt of truth. That belt of truth, as we hear everyone say, what's that do? It holds up your skirt, holds up your pants, keeps things up. There were no saggers back here in the day of going to war. You did not see a warrior hanging onto his pants as he went out to war. That didn't happen. He had a belt on that held him all together and held his stuff in place. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Peace. Peace wherever we go. Peace in the midst of battle. Peace in the midst of tests, trials, and tribulations. Peace in the middle of whatever you're walking through right now. Whatever brings tension in your life, the Lord wants to bring peace as you put on those sandals. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. The shield of faith. Have you ever thought about the shield of faith? This is something that these men anointed every day before they went out in battle. In the old days, these were animal skins. I don't know if you realize that or not. They were framed. They had many animal skins that were cured, and they would anoint them with oil continuously so that when the arrows came, they wouldn't just flame up. A dry animal hide would flare and go. It'd be gone in a heartbeat. But an oiled skin would be fire, and then you could throw water on that and repel the water as well. So these shields, before they moved into metals, were actually made out of multiple animal skins. This is the shield of faith. My personal shield of faith is made up of all the great things, all the times of tests, trials, and tribulations, and Lord, if you don't show up, I'm not going to make it. These are all snapped together through the years. And they're multiple layers, and they're mine looks like a barn door. See, when the enemy comes, I'm well covered because the Lord has come through time and time again. There's an old song, and some of you may get to count your many blessings, name them one by one. Well, as these blessings came, I snapped these into my shield. I continued to use the layers and put on. So my shield is wide, and it's got great width, great height, and the enemy has to really take a heavy swipe to even begin to penetrate that. Again, as I told you the story of October, I felt like the enemy did come and take a swipe at my home. And I felt like the shield, he put a pretty good mark across it, but he couldn't penetrate because he was with me. See, even, I don't, by no means do I think I'm greater than Job or as well as Job, but you know what? Job is a story that we can all lean into. Why does God give us these things if we don't lean into them? Job was tested to see if he would stand. And when he'd done all to stand, he gets to stand. I believe Bert Moore and his family was tested in October, and I stood, and when I felt like I couldn't no more, the Lord says, stand more, because I am with you. When I wanted to give up, he says, you don't have that in you. You have me in you. And so I need you to stand, and I will lead you and guide you. And when my humanness wanted to take over, and I wanted to leave the hospital early, and all of these things, God come in and he says, I'm going to teach you something here. You don't leave until I tell you to leave. You don't go on a whim when I tell you to, because I will make a way. And he did. He made a way for 8 more days. If I'd have left 8 days earlier, guys, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you this morning. But the Lord made a way where I could stand and stay in there for 8 more days. And at that time, then he says, now I release you to go home. And that's just hearing that deeper connection, that greater fruitfulness, because I was walking and listening for the heart of God in that. And a lot of that, guys, is not active faith, it's muscle memory. Because I went to God so many times, and I go, there's a muscle memory that every time I get in trouble, I'm yelling, hey, Dad, I need your help. Father, Lord, Holy Spirit. And when you get to that point, that doesn't mean I can get sloppy, but it does mean that that muscle memory will take over when I don't have the common sense to do that. And there was times when I didn't. So I thank the Lord that he was so gracious in the middle of that. And so above all, taking the shield of faith with which you could be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy and the wicked one. He's going to shoot darts at you. And they're going to be fiery darts. And these guys used to take the swords, and they would reach out there, and they'd whack them off, or one of their buddies would whack them fiery darts off. And then if they threw water at it, the water repelled and put the rest of the fire out. So it really wasn't harm to the individual carrying the shield. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, they say, when I looked into this and another gentleman that I know studies this, they've only found one helmet of salvation, one helmet of the days of the Romans that actually had a hole in it. Only one, because normally when they went to strike at it or stick in it, it just slid. They were developed that the sword would slip off, and you'd still have your ears at the end of the day, and normally your nose and all of these parts that the sharp instruments could take off. So that's a true blessing that helmet of salvation continues to keep us there. And then to finish this off, we get to pray always. Pray always. What them little pray say? Pray first. Well, here Ephesians is finishing this off is praying always with all prayers and supplications, all prayers and needs, all prayers and wants, all prayers and hopes and dreams. Being watchful to this end, and with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And what a beautiful thing to that the Lord has given us. So this morning we have a few things that we can declare the faith over ourselves for 2022, and we get to go forward this next year and seek Emmanuel, God with us this year. We get to seek God leading and guiding us into the future. We if you're tired of living the way you did in 2021 and living defeated, then it's time we do a declaration of faith today in your own hearts and your own souls and study through these things. God has given us tools. This Ephesians 6 is yours. I sit down with approximately 60 men a week, and we have a conversation across the table. And I just had one yesterday. He says, man, I've been having some real problems. I haven't been sleeping well. I says, just a quick reminder, have you been putting on your shield? Have you been praying your full armor of God? No, man. He says, I remember you telling me that, but I just haven't been doing that. And I says, give that a whirl this week and see if you don't see a difference. We've got to use the tools the Lord has given us if we're going to be successful in this next year. And so as we go forward, we're talking about 21 days of prayer and fasting. Let's call upon the Lord. Let's use our faith in what God can do. I had an individual that I was praying for 21 years. And a good friend of mine, and they called me the other day, and the Lord took them to a place where they finally went and saw someone who could get them the help they needed. They went and saw a counselor, a CSAT counselor. And this counselor opened up doors for them that I'd been praying for years and years and years. I was too close. I was not going to be able to help them open these doors. I could lead them, but I couldn't quite get him to even touch the door now. But this counselor got him there, and I'm going, the prayers of a righteous man avails much. 21 years. Did I want to give up at times? Yeah. Did I want to go, are you ever going to get this kid? Yeah. But I'm telling you what, God came through, and God met them and really blessed my heart. My shield of faith just got thicker that day. I just got a new covering on it, because the more I believe in God and what He'll do in faith, the thicker that shield will get for you. So I leave you with those things. So Ephesians chapter 6, continue to read those out. Continue to come in and do prayer with us. Pray first. May that be your first thing. See, I'm just the opposite. I react first, and then I think about praying afterwards. God, help me clean up my mess. I just made this huge mess. I do that often, but I'm trying to turn that around. Also, we're going, as we close, we're getting ready for a season of small groups. So we have our small group board. We will still have our open small groups for those of you that want to do groups. But we're gonna go back to some of the first beginnings that we did, where we did small groups in people's homes. So through this season, we're going to be looking for leaders that want to lead and those that want to host. And we'd like to have four or five groups, six around the city, where we can be a church of small groups, small churches inside of the big church, so we can meet the needs more closely. We find great fruitfulness in that. See, because connection happens in my living room. Connections happen across the dinner table with you and others. That's when true connections really begin to happen for people. So we'd like to invite everyone into that when we go, and Pastor Jeff will take that vision, and he will give you more bone meat to put on those bones that I've just laid out there. But the stats are 3% of people are coming into our churches across America today by conversion. 3%. And I am no help to that. I do not get out and I do not invite my neighbors. I do not invite those others. So again, I'm not one of those that does well at that. I need to get better at that. 14% of conversion in churches today is from nomad groups that are leaving that church because God said they should go to that church or there. So either one we aren't doing well at by no means. So we're pretty stagnant as a church here in America. So we need to find greater connections. And in the early days, we found greater connections at my living room when I had people over, and we were really discussing the deep things of God one-on-one there. You guys sit here and you hear me talk for a half hour, 40 minutes, but what if you could ask questions? Hey, Pastor Bert, when you were in that deep, dark place, what'd that look like? What'd that feel like? That changed the dynamics of the whole conversation. That changes where your thought patterns can go and the other questions that'll be there. So that's something, that's what we're looking at doing this year. Pastor Jeff will give us a much more in-depth look at that. Also coming, we will have the new Harvest Project goal and the new Harvest Project where we're going with everybody. I'm really excited about that. We've blown last year out of the water. I think we're almost 53,000, I think Carr said the other day. And God has really been gracious to us, and just been a beautiful year. So let's stand, let's pray, and we're gonna get you out of here today. Believe it or not, I'm gonna get you out of here. So Lord, we're just so thankful for today and your goodness. We thank you for those that are watching at home, dear Father, and online, and we thank you for each and every one in the house here this morning. Please, Lord, just watch over and take these words, dear God, these seeds that we may have deposited. Anytime your word comes out, Lord, seeds are dropped. Lord, may this be a season where these seeds were good seeds, Lord, that we're going forth, Lord, in 2022. And Lord, may you teach us how to seek you first in all things. And then, Lord, after we begin to seek you, Lord, when the test, trial, tribulations come, Lord, and we're fearful, Lord, that our faith, Lord, will kick in. And muscle memory with that faith and that whole armor of God, Lord, we can apply. Lord, let us live 2022 new, different, and let's celebrate, Lord, each and every time we can come together as your body. We give you all praise and glory. Take us all home safely, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one that's been here, Lord, and all they've done. In your holy name, amen. Have a great day, folks.